Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Trump campaigns in North Carolina as the battle for the battleground states comes down to 2 weeks. And today is the day, last day to register to vote in Pennsylvania. You better do it. Are you registered? Are you sure you're registered? That's the question. Welcome back. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Big show for you today. Busy show. There's more left meltdowns over Trump working at McDonald's. I love the outrage over this. They're so angry. They're so angry that he pulled off this incredible political stunt, and they just can't tolerate it. They can't. They're losing their minds over it because he looked friendly and nice and like he was having fun and a good time and not like a dictator. And that's the caricature they want to portray of Donald Trump. And that's why they're so angry today. Never seen anything like it before. It is amazing, the times in which we live. Also, too, this story about Iran and Israel and the battle plans and how they were leaked online. And the White House has commented on that. How did this occur? We have to get some answers on this in a big, big way. This is very, very troubling, to say the least. And Kamala Harris is hanging out with war hawk Liz Cheney. Well, of course, like the Cheney family never met a war she didn't love. She's like her pops. And Tim Walz, as he tries to pick up the male vote, goes on The View. I kid you not. To try to pick up and help with the male vote, he goes on the show that if you watch it as a male, you literally have to cut your genitals off and turn in your man card. He goes on The View. And that happened today as well. So we got audio of that for you. So we got a lot of great stuff. But I wanted to play another clip here for you. This is Trump, you know, trolling Kamala Harris with his McDonald's stunt on yesterday. And look, you know, the fact that the store was closed to the general public and open only to him, because that's what the left is obsessing about. I'm just curious, how else would you have done it with the former and potentially future president of the United States? Did you expect him to just like have his motorcade pull off on the side of the road and for him to go into a McDonald's and like fill out a job application? And then, oh, and then people are like, well, they wouldn't hire him because he's a convicted felon. Actually, McDonald's does hire convicted felons. But really, is that what you expected, that he would do that? He would fill like an application and get hired? And then get a shift and work at that shift, and that they would somehow keep him safe and the public safe and have an orderly process of selling food with him as an employee there? Is that? And then would he have to give his 2 weeks notice if he won the election before he got inaugurated in January? I mean, that is the appropriate thing to do. If you're going to leave a job, is give 2 weeks notice. Is that what they were also expecting him to do? I'm just curious. Here's Trump yesterday joking that he's worked at McDonald's longer than Kamala Harris has. And by the way, working, you know, like if you're an intern, for example, you don't always get paid. Much like how if you're in radio, you don't always get paid. If you drop the fries in, if you hand people food in a bag, that is working. You may not be getting compensation for it, but you are doing what is required of the job. So, like, for example, people that work there and get a salary hand food through the drive-through window. So Trump was doing that. So you see, that's called work. People that work there and get compensated for that work drop fries into the hot boiling oil. Trump did that. So therefore, it's called work. So it's appropriate to say he was working at McDonald's. It's not appropriate to say that he was compensated for that work. I don't believe he was. I don't really think that's the issue. But of course, the left has no freaking sense of humor, so they have to try to find these little nuances here. Cut number six.
It's a great franchise. It's a great company. And they've been very, very nice. And come up, you know, if you look at really what's happening, look at the crowd over there. Look how happy everybody is. They're happy because they want hope. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
What does Brendan Fryer tell you about the people of Pennsylvania?
Mr. President, you actually have worked at McDonald's now.
Now I have worked at McDonald's. I've now worked for 15 minutes more than Kamala.
Are you going to put this on your resume?
I never worked here.
Why would she lie about something like that? Will it be put on your resume?
I worked
at McDonald's.
Why would she lie about that?
Why is it? Because she's lying, Kamala. That's what
she's lying, Kamala. Yeah, I see. So he was, and the media even acknowledged he was working at McDonald's. He wasn't getting paid for that work. And sometimes, and this is also going to blow your mind, you know, sometimes restaurants close down for private functions. I know. This is nuts. Every now and then, a place will have a sign in the window saying that they are closed for a private function. However, during that function, they're still serving people food and drinks. Now, this is hard for a lot of people to grasp. I understand this. But let's say, hypothetically, you're going to rent out a restaurant for a wedding or a big dinner, and they only have so many seats, so they're not going to be open to the general public that night. However, the people there that are cooking the food and serving the drinks and taking the orders, they're all still working, even though it's a private event. Even if all the people in the room, nobody's paying for that event except for one person who is maybe writing the check. Like if I invite you to dinner and I wind up picking up the tab, which I would never do because I'm kind of cheap. You know what I mean? But if that happens, the restaurant is still, in fact, open for business. All right, let me welcome to the show my friend Elizabeth Pipko. She is the spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee, a former model, a 2016 Trump campaign staffer, and author of the book Finding My Place, Making My Parents' American Dream Come True on X.com at Elizabeth Pipko and Instagram as well. Elizabeth, how's the bus tour going?
No complaints. I'm glad that you saw it. Wow. Yeah. No, it's been really, really fun. I'm glad it's making some news, and I'm excited that I can be a part of it. Obviously, there's something more special when it comes to campaign life than taking a bus around the country, right?
Yeah, I saw you and Caroline and Laura Trump. You guys were all dancing to Trump and wearing pink jackets, and it looks like you're having fun.
We definitely are. We've had some amazing people join us as well. Tulsi Gabbard, Sage Steele, Danica Patrick, so many others. We have our third stop on Thursday in Georgia, and we're going to continue doing these, of course, through November 5th.
Good. Good. When you come to Pennsylvania, I want to see if I can hitch a ride on the bus for a few minutes. Can I do that? Maybe I can, like, you guys can just, like, slow down on the side of the road. I can jump on.
Honestly, we'd love that. Maybe you want to identify as a woman for a few hours
sure.
And join us.
Yeah, I can do that. I definitely can do that. I can hang with the ladies. Absolutely. I'll wear my pink jacket. When you're doing this and you're talking to women voters, what are they saying? What are we hearing out there?
It's so funny, no matter where you are, no matter who you talk to, by the way, man, woman, black, white, Jewish, I mean, it doesn't matter the background, everyone keeps talking about the economy. Like, that just seems mm-hmm. like the number one issue, like people always say, right, every election cycle, it's the economy that's going to decide whether the incumbent remains or goes, and it seems like the economy is the number one issue for a reason. That's because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris has failed as much as they have, and people really are suffering, right? It doesn't matter if you're left or right. You should be able to admit that people are suffering. They're not making the money that they want to be making. They are losing money. Gas prices are up. Housing prices are up. Grocery prices are up. I mean, everything is up. People are suffering, and just telling people that what they're feeling is not the reality, unfortunately, is not going to win the Democrats any votes. So that's what people are talking to me about, especially in a lot of these places we've hit that were actually impacted by the recent hurricanes as well. I mean, inflation hits, but it hits a lot harder when you're also impacted by a hurricane. So we're excited to not just be visiting these places, but we've also been doing very heavy donations to a lot of different food banks in these areas. We've donated food, we've donated diapers, we've donated so many hygiene items and different things that people need. So we're just excited to be giving back and trying to make a little bit of a difference while we campaign.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing that, and that's a big part of the story. So I'm really happy you mentioned that, Elizabeth Pipko. The other thing too is you've been stopping at some of the campaign offices too, right, and giving some of the volunteers who are working for President Trump's campaign donuts and things like that too. That also matters to keep people's spirits up, I think.
I think so. Yeah, who doesn't love a donut, right? I mean,
right.
There's nothing like it. It's funny because I have to kind of remind myself very often where I started, because 8 years ago, I volunteered for Donald Trump's campaign, right? I was 21 years old. I was living in New York City, a few blocks from Trump Tower. I had really nothing going on. I was a very depressed young adult. I didn't know what my future was going to be. I volunteered to phone bank for Donald Trump in the lobby of Trump Tower. then I ended up on his campaign at just 21 years old a few days later. And 8 years later, I'm the spokeswoman for the Republican Party, right? So apparently in America, you truly can become anything as long as you work hard. And it's a lot to visit these places and see these people that are just so committed to the cause, waking up early, going to sleep very late, making thousands of phone calls, trying to help us in any which way that they can. So it's really, really special. And on days that are difficult, honestly, those volunteers in different states, that's who I'm thinking about.
Yeah, and one thing you left out, you also beat me and got the yellow jacket on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon. So there's also that, you know. I mean,
that's my main accomplishment, actually. Yeah, that's the most important thing I've done in the last 8 years, and I'm very proud of it.
As you should be. As you should be. We're also talking a lot about, I mean, you are an author, and you wrote a very, very important book, Finding My Place, Making My Parents' American Dream Come True. That American dream for a lot of people is out of reach because of this economy. But it's also out of reach, too, because they're worried about the state of the world. And what I loved recently was when that mayor in Michigan, the Muslim mayor in Michigan, endorsed Donald Trump and said, because we need world peace. And with the latest story today coming out about Israel and Iran and the battle plans that were leaked online, we're all very, very worried about the state of the world. And I think that that is something that, you know, we can't have the American dream if we're about to enter World War III here.
No, we definitely can't. And I think it's almost comical, as sad as it is. I remember during Trump's term how often I read headlines about, you know, impacting the incoming, World War III, right? Every time he made any kind of decision, we were told it was going to turn the world upside down, bring us nothing but chaos, whether it was North Korea or Russia or the Middle East. Every day I was told that he was wrong in his foreign policy strategy and that we were going to see World War III. Instead, we saw historic peace deals, right, in the Middle East. We saw peace around the world. And the opposite has happened these last 4 years. And people actually are now talking about World War III. They're talking about a nuclear war, something that most of Americans never thought they'd have to hear about. And the fact is the world is upside down, whether you're looking at the Middle East, whether you're looking at Russia and Ukraine, whether you're looking at our own border, which has allowed countless terrorists into our country. We are living in chaos. And the fact is you can be a Democrat, you can be a Republican, you can be in between. But more than anything, most of us, I think hopefully all of us, want nothing more than our family and our loved ones to remain safe, right? And when the world is the way that it is right now, that is in jeopardy. The fact is we are in jeopardy in our own country because of what's happened around the world, because of what's happened in our southern border, and because of the policies of this administration. I think that's what people are very focused on right now. The fact is you can criticize Donald Trump all you want, but the results speak for themselves, right? The first president in how many years to not bring us into a new war compared to what we've seen happen right now, which was the eradication of everything that Donald Trump brought to the Middle East, all the peace deals gone, everything with Israel gone. We barely have a relationship between our president now and the leader of one of our strongest allies, the state of Israel. We still have American hostages held for over a year. We are busy appeasing Iran instead of fighting to support Israel and bring home our own. And it's really, really scary to witness.
Yeah. And I think, too, I mean, you obviously, you know Donald Trump very well. I know Donald Trump. I mean, he's a really nice guy. When people meet him, they realize that the caricature that's presented of him by the left is always that he is this, you know, this evil wannabe dictator who's going to destroy democracy. I thought the McDonald's move yesterday was so brilliant. I mean, not only just because he owned the news cycle and is still owning the news cycle over it, and it was right in our backyard here, but also just because of the fact that, I mean, damn, did he come across as friendly. You know, giving people food through the drive-through window and salting the fries and throwing the salt over his shoulder. I mean, it was just a brilliant political masterstroke, in my opinion.
It was. Look, the entirety of last weekend was pretty brilliant, I think. I mean, seeing him from the rally to the town hall, by the way, with Sage Steele, which was amazing, in Lancaster, to McDonald's, the football game. I mean, this is stuff only Donald Trump can do, and only Donald Trump can do as well as he did. Watching him at McDonald's, watching that smile, watching him in the apron, talking to people in the drive-through window. I mean, that is peak Donald Trump, right? And for anyone that knows him or has spent some time with him like I have, they would agree with that. He is incredibly down to earth. He's incredibly relatable, incredibly funny. And I honestly just wish more people got to see that side of him, not because of votes, but because of the mere fact that over the last 8 years, people have terrorized the American people to think that Donald Trump was this horrible person and that they are as well if they vote for him. And the fact is, he's the opposite of what they've made him out to be. And people would feel a lot better about the options that they have on the ballot November 5th and the strong possibility of a Donald Trump presidency once again if they knew that side of him.
And I think in Pennsylvania, too. I mean, yeah, so he goes to the Steelers game last night. And even though we're Eagles fans here, you know, we were very, very happy that he went to the Steelers game. And then he gets there and the crowd, USA, USA, USA. That seems to be a theme, too, whenever he goes to a lot of sporting contests. You know, I'm a big sports guy, Elizabeth, as you can tell. He goes to these games and there's always that sense of pride. But, I mean, it's just like it's just such a like a cool thing to do. Go to the Steelers game in Pittsburgh where you got to win in a part of Pennsylvania that literally, if Kamala Harris has her way, would be destroyed by a fracking ban. And nobody believes when she says she doesn't want to ban fracking because she said it so many times. And best case scenario, maybe it stays where it is, although I don't believe that. But it certainly is not going to be something that they invest in for Pennsylvania. And that is the second most important industry behind agriculture, which, by the way, Elizabeth Pipko, as you know, she's also gone after agriculture because she wants to ban cheeseburgers because cows toot. So, I mean, it's a mess for Pennsylvania in every way.
It is. It's a huge mess for Pennsylvania and countless other states. But as you know, and your audience knows, Pennsylvania is one of the most important states, if not the most important states, when it comes to the election, right? That's what it all comes down to. That's why there was such a big conversation about Kamala Harris not picking Shapiro as her vice president. Yeah. That's why everyone talks about Pennsylvania nonstop. I do think it's very important. And I think the people of Pennsylvania, and I think Fetterman actually talks about this a lot, which I think is interesting. But the people of Pennsylvania, to me, are very down to earth, hardworking Americans. And you can say that across the aisle. And I think for them, Donald Trump, especially Donald Trump that you saw over the weekend, that's the kind of person that appeals to them. I think that's the kind of person they want in the White House because the people of Pennsylvania want to pay their bills, right? They're paying, I believe the numbers are over $1,000 a month more now than they were before Kamala Harris and Joe Biden came into office. That's just for, you know, normal prices, everyday prices for gas or groceries, right? That's the problem. And I think before we can even talk domestic policy, we should be all able to admit the fact that we are doing worse right now than we were under Donald Trump, that we are not as safe, we are not as prosperous, not as successful, and that the only way to reverse that and to make sure Kamala Harris is not in the White House in January of 2025, to put Donald Trump back in and to help him reverse all the pod policies of the last 4 years and put America back on the right track.
And you know as well as I do, she didn't pick Shapiro because he's Jewish, bottom line. And so instead she went with creepy Tim Walz, who I got to tell you, you know, as a dad of three little kids, if he was playing Santa at the mall, I would not let my kids sit on his lap.
Honestly, I'm still shocked by the decision. I talk about it all the time. I understand not picking Shapiro, apparently, because Democrats don't like Jews. I think that's a huge problem for them, and I think they should be able to admit it because he was the obvious choice here. But I still think picking Tim Walz over, like, Kelly from Arizona, for example, over some other options was a huge mistake. I really don't understand it at all, but I do think after November 5th, when we can kind of get back together, hopefully unite around Donald Trump and the future of this country, we should talk about the fact that there was a very, very, very good option for the vice presidency on the Democrat ticket who was not picked, despite being as popular as he is. I believe his approval rating is over 65%. In the purple state of Pennsylvania, he was not picked because he was Jewish and his last name is too obviously Jewish. I think that's a giant problem that we need to start looking at and hopefully fixing as well.
Yeah, and they need to look within themselves. Certainly, no question about it. Elizabeth Pipko, always appreciate your time, my friend. The national spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee. She started just as a campaign volunteer, and look where she is now. Thank you, my friend. Let's talk again soon and say hi to everybody on the bus for us, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, listen, I got to tell you about my friend, my dentist, the master of dental implants. And since I know she's listening right now, Mama Cioli discovered him for our family. And that's, of course, Dr. Mike Veneria. For 12 consecutive years, Dr. Mike Veneria has been named a top dentist in New Jersey among his peers. That's right, among his peers. And there's a reason for that, because he will give you the best smile. If you need dental implants, these are very complicated stuff, right? So you got to go to the best dentist, not the closest dentist. And that's Dr. Mike Veneria. But he might be the closest dentist to you. He has two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. And speaking of his Cinnaminson office, on Saturday, November 9th, he's having his annual Veterans Breakfast and free community shredding event. He does this every year to say thank you to our veterans around Veterans Day weekend. And you come for some free coffee, cake, donuts, breakfast pizza, bring all the documents you want to get shredded, and you know, say hello and meet Dr. Mike. And there's always cool stuff, too. Like military jeeps and very, very nice morning. It really is. So mark your calendar for that Saturday, November 9th. And if you need an implant, you get a free dental implant consultation with Dr. Veneria. And whatever the complicated dental work is, if you've already had an opinion, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. Or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. You have a choice, a clear choice when it comes to your smile. And remember, it's almost the holidays, so a lot of pictures and everything else. You want to make sure that smile's looking your best. All right? Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty, so in just a moment, we will talk to our friend Dave McCormick as he is barnstorming through Pennsylvania. And we're also going to have back on the show very soon Congressman Mike Kelly. He's on Fox News right now talking about the Trump assassination attempt report. You know, DeSantis, we should reach out to him and get him back on the show. By the way, welcome back. I know you were off for a couple days. Did you happen to have any McDonald's in your time off?
Actually, yeah, I did. I had I had a Big Mac on Saturday night after the wedding.
And how was it?
Or Friday night after the wedding, sorry, Friday night.
And how was it?
It was delicious as always. I almost got the new chicken Big Mac, but I decided to stick with the classic.
Yeah, I think that's smart. The chicken Big Mac does not look interesting to me at all. I don't understand the need for this. Like, who's asking for this?
It's the chicken is weird, too. It's basically not your typical chicken patty. It's just enormous chicken McNuggets that they've slapped between three pieces of bread.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to cut down on the bread. I don't need a third piece of bread in the first place. And then between fried chicken, and I think McDonald's has clearly lost the chicken war here, the chicken sandwich war. They should just give it up, in my opinion. But, you know,
I agree.
But I wonder if our buddy Dave McCormick's been eating a lot of McDonald's on the road because he's working really hard, traveling all throughout Pennsylvania, of course. The polls are now basically tied. I think he's got this, so I'm very, very excited to welcome back to the show. Candidate for United States Senate in Pennsylvania, and he's also joined today by a great man, Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming. Hey, Dave McCormick, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you, Rich? How's everything?
Everything's great. How you feeling? You feeling pumped?
I feel great. We got 15 days. We're sprinting here. I've got Senator Barrasso with me. We did a great event in Washington County. Went up on a fracking rig and a pad and talked to the CEO and the team there about what they're doing to bring great natural gas to Pennsylvania and also to the rest of the country and the world. And then we just did an event in the Jewish community in Pittsburgh and Squirrel Hill, where I live, and now headed off to a third event. And just, you can feel the enthusiasm, man. Everybody's getting engaged, and the more they pay attention to Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket as a crazy left-wing San Francisco liberal, a set of policies, in her own words, they're out of touch with Pennsylvania, and the more they see Punxsutawney Bob Casey, who's a 98% vote for this liberal agenda, the more they're coming our way. And I can see it for President Trump, and I feel it for me.
I want to play a quick clip for us. This is a new campaign ad that you've released. It was, I'm sorry, this is now, yes, this, McCormick for PA. This is a new campaign ad. And let's take a listen to this now, Cut 25.
That ad was rated four Pinocchios by the Washington Post. That's not good. Do you regret?
I don't really care what the Washington Post said. Here's the fact.
Do you think you're telling people the truth, though?
I am telling the truth. Here's the facts. When you give big corporations and wealthy Americans a tax cut, you cannot give the middle class a tax break. And by definition,
that's different, though, than saying that your opponent said something.
Let me explain. You're putting Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid on the chopping block. Medicaid is not an earned benefit.
So I want to make sure we know things. But
he will support that tax plan that explodes the debt and will cut Medicaid. They've proposed it in 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020. That's what they proposed as a party.
Okay, so just to be clear, the ad that Casey put out there, which was rated four Pinocchios by the Washington Post, and that's a clip from NBC News, saying that ad was a complete lie about you, Dave McCormick, and what you would do.
Yeah, this is a 30-year career politician, been in the Senate 18 years, who votes 99% of the time with his party, and he has run a campaign that's been all about attacking me because he doesn't have a record to run on, and this was just perfect. So he comes out with this ad that says, I want to slash Social Security and Medicare, which, of course, I've never said. Said the reverse, that I want to ensure that we protect them. And the Washington Post, not exactly a conservative publication, yeah, called it out as a complete fabrication. And I think what you're seeing is panic on the part of Bob Casey. His ads are even more extreme lies than in the past. But, you know, in the last couple of days, he started to embrace President Trump. This is a guy who said, who he said is a threat to democracy. He's now running ads saying he's embracing President Trump. So I think what you're seeing is panic on the part of Bob Casey, recognizing Kamala Harris is fighting a losing battle in Pennsylvania, and a guy who's fighting for his life when he hasn't delivered for the people of Pennsylvania. And that's one of the many reasons I feel confident we're going to win.
Okay, and I'm very, very excited that we're going to talk to Senator John Barrasso, who's with you right now on the bus. So at any point, you know, Dave, feel free to put the senator on. While I have you, though, I wanted to I'm sorry, what's that?
I was just putting him on. Do you want me to put him on now?
Sure, yeah. Let's say a quick hello to Senator John Barrasso. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, sir. Welcome to Pennsylvania.
Well, it's great to be here. And when I'm talking to people, and, you know, I grew up in Reading, so I talked to friends and family there. They're all asking the same question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the answer is a resounding no. Only 1 in 4 people think the country's heading in the right direction, and it's because of these massively high prices, the highest inflation in 40 years. Prices are up 20% in this wide open border with 10 million illegal immigrants into the country, and many here in Pennsylvania. And it's time for a change. People want to get America back on track, and that's why I'm here with Dave doing events around Western Pennsylvania today. Dave McCormick and Donald Trump, and, you know, President Trump was at the football game last night that the Steelers came back and won resoundingly.
Yeah.
We're very, very encouraged for the opportunities that Pennsylvania presents to get us back on track.
So you guys did something with fracking today. Tell us about that.
Well, we went. We had an opportunity to visit a fracking site, a pad, and we spent a lot of time, frankly, just talking about the enormous opportunity for Pennsylvania and how much, you know, when we talk about banning fracking, that's really not the conversation we should be having. We have the Democrats who are essentially banning fracking through red tape and regulation. We Yep. should be talking about expanding fracking and doubling or tripling our production in Pennsylvania. This is a great, clean source of energy that's going to power our economy and power our national security, and it's great for the environment because it helps reduce carbon emissions globally. We also talked a lot about and they showed us the next generation technology they have for ensuring that there's not methane leakage and any sort of environmental hazard on these sites, which is one of the issues that the radical environmental side of the Democratic Party uses as a reason not to do fracking. I'm 100% convinced that the technology ensures that residents in the area where fracking happens will be kept safe. So this is the long pole in the tent for Pennsylvania's future, for its economy, and we got to unlock it. And Bob Casey's been a foe, not a friend of fossil fuels and particularly the fracking industry, despite what he said. He's voted for eliminating the Keystone Pipeline. He's introduced the Frack Act on 6 occasions, which should really be called the Anti-Fracking Act. He's been in favor of cap and trade, the Clean Power Act, a whole series of things which have been devastating to the natural gas industry in Pennsylvania, and we just need common sense to get in there and unlock our energy future in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well said, Dave. And I think there's a national security component to this. And I mean, again, you know, you're a graduate of West Point. You served our country in the military. You saw combat. You understand the stakes here. And I think a lot of people are very, very worried about the state of the world. And they should be, right? The story today about Iran and the battle plans being leaked by Iran. We know that they are a threat to us. There's a real sense that under this administration, I mean, not only do we have another caravan of migrants coming to the southern border right now, illegal immigrants, you know, coming to our country, there's also a real sense that we are at the precipice potentially now of another world war.
No doubt about it. You know, our adversaries sniff weakness. They smell it. they saw after the catastrophic withdrawal of Afghanistan, what weakness looks like. It's why Putin invaded Ukraine. It wouldn't have happened if Trump had been president. It's why China's rattling its saber. We need strength, and we need conviction in the White House and in the Senate to fight back on weakness. It's like the thing we learn on the playground. If the bully thinks you're weak, they're going to push you. And the way to be safest, the way to ensure peace, is peace through strength. The old Reagan statement, which I think President Trump believes and will put in place and did put in place in his 4 years as president.
And Dave, when you travel around, and I know you've been all 67 counties multiple times now, you've not stopped campaigning here. You've talked to a lot of cops. You have the support of basically every law enforcement group in Pennsylvania. That matters a lot. You've talked to sheriffs, getting the endorsement of the state FOP, the local FOPs, the PBAs. I mean, they're all with you. There's a reason for that, Dave McCormick, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, law and order in our cities, our communities is in decline. Violent crime is at an all-time high. If you look at the last 10 years in Philadelphia and in the surrounding areas, and people are scared. And Bob Casey has been absolutely weak on this. He's been, he thinks the problem in our law enforcement is systematic racism. He's aligned himself and taken endorsements from Indivisible Philadelphia, a group that wants to defund the police. He hasn't stood behind the men and women in blue. And so in something that's very uncommon in politics, you know this, Rich, they took their endorsement away from Casey, who they had endorsed last time, and switched to me. And the reason for this is that they really see law enforcement at risk and in decline. We can't meet our recruiting numbers in Pittsburgh, where I live, with 1,000 cops on the force. In 2020, it's 650 now because they can't recruit people fast enough. And our law enforcement is increasingly put in a very difficult position where they can't accomplish their mission. So I will stand behind the men and women in blue. We've got to have law and order in our communities. It's key to raising families safely. It's key to small businesses. And we've lost it. And of course, you know this well, Rich, the Larry Krasners of the world, who Bob Casey has supported, the extremely liberal district attorney in Philadelphia, is a big part of the problem, too. We need prosecutors who are going to enforce the law and keep the bad guys in jail.
Dave McCormick's with me, of course. Today is the deadline to register to vote in Pennsylvania, so please make sure you do it and then bank that vote. We need you to do it. It's incredibly important. Yeah, look, I feel the momentum is there. The enthusiasm is there. It certainly seems like Casey is panicking. I mean, based on that interview and the Washington Post giving that ad that he ran against you for Pinocchios, that's the highest level of lies you can tell by the Washington Post fact checker right there, lying about you and lying about your record. And let's face it, he's not his father. I mean, the Democrat Party is not the party it was when his dad was governor of Pennsylvania. So whatever legacy is there is gone, and people see the real deal. This is a party that has gone so far to the left, and Casey's enabled that. I mean, he's been right there front and center for all of it.
Yeah, he's not been a leader. He's been the status quo, and I represent change. And if your listeners want to learn more about me, they can go to DaveMcCormickPA.com, and they can make a donation there if they wish, or learn about my positions. But in essence, this is a choice between a career politician, a guy who's been in elected office for 30 years, who ducks when the bullets start flying and has become increasingly liberal, versus a guy who, seventh generation Pennsylvania, born and raised in Bloomsburg, a business guy, West Point grad, combat vet from Iraq, and a political outsider who wants to do nothing but bring about change on behalf of Pennsylvanians. And that's what this is about. If you're happy, as Senator Barrasso said, if you're happy with the last 3.5 years, 4 years, if you're happy with the direction of the country, that's the Bob Casey position. That's the status quo. Are you better off than you were 3.5 years ago? If the answer is no, you got to vote for change. And obviously, President Trump represents that change, and I represent that change. And I think people in Pennsylvania are seeing it, which is why you see all this movement in the polls and all this momentum on my side.
Well, look, if Trump gets in there, he's going to need allies. It's why you have to be there as well. It's why people need to vote for Trump and vote for Dave McCormick, because in order for President Trump to accomplish his agenda, he's going to need people helping him. Bob Casey's not going to help him. He may pander and say that he supports Trump on this or that in his latest ads, which shows how desperate the guy's getting. But he's not going to be an ally to Trump. None of the Democrats are. So that's why you have to get there, and hopefully we can flip the Senate, and then hopefully we can actually move an agenda that the American people actually want, that's going to make us secure and safe, and also expand fracking and liquid natural gas exports. It's all incredibly important for our area.
No doubt about it. That's why having Senator Barrasso here is such a blessing, because he's from a huge energy state. He's of great seniority on the Energy Committee, and he needs partners in the Senate who are going to help him get the kind of legislation and support President Trump's plan on this, of course, the kind of legislation that's going to unlock our energy in Pennsylvania and across our country to make us energy dominant. Good for the economy, good for our security, good for the environment. That is the key. The Democrats have it all wrong on this, and their policy of the many dumb things Biden, Harris, and Casey have done, I'd have to say our energy policy may be the dumbest, because it's not really accomplished any of the goals they say they're supporting.
Dave McCormick, PA, is where you find him. Dave McCormick, PA. Dave, before I let you guys go, can I say another quick thing to Senator Barrasso? Is he able to
say? Here he is.
Hey, Senator, I wanted you to tell us, since you are, you know, Wyoming, and you this is a big energy state, of all the things the Democrats have done through executive action to try to weaken American energy independence and hurt your state, because that's what they're going to do if they get in there.
Well, it is, and I think the worst thing was when Joe Biden told his EPA, he said, I want you to prioritize climate over energy that is affordable, available, and reliable. And to me, that flies in the face of American security and American freedom. It's not what we need for our country. We have the resources here. We ought to be using them. God's given those resources to us in America. It's, I think, up to us to fight for those resources, to use them wisely, do it in a way that we can make energy as clean as we can, as fast as we can, and do it in ways that don't raise costs for American families. The Democrats, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, this San Francisco liberal, clearly do not understand that basic fact.
And they've gone, the regulatory maze here has just been insane. And they're only going to keep doing that. I mean, with EPA regulations and crackdowns and moratoriums. And I mean, look at the way they're going after gas cars right now with EPA regulations. They're not passing laws. They're just doing all this by executive fiat.
That's why we need to get them out, all of them. Casey out, Harris out, Biden out. We need to put in people who are going to focus on what's best for the interests of this country and the citizens of this country, to get prices down, make sure that we're free and we return to the peace through strength that we had under Ronald Reagan and the peace that we had when President Trump was in the White House.
Follow Senator Barrasso on X at Senator John Barrasso. And, of course, follow Dave at Dave McCormick, PA. Senator, thanks for being in Pennsylvania today to stump for our friend Dave McCormick. Enjoy the rest of the bus tour, gentlemen, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Rich. Have a good day.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, we got a lot to get to. We are cooking with gasoline here. You know, this is the way it's going to be for the next 2 weeks. We're going to have a lot of guests on. We're going to have a million audio clips. It's going to just be a basic, just a complete and utter 100-mile-an-hour show from now until Election Day, which is November 5th, and 2 weeks from tomorrow. And then the days till we figure this out, I don't know exactly when we'll know. Hopefully, all goes well. We got a landslide here. We'll know pretty soon. But either way, the next 2 weeks are going to be, like I said, every show, 100 miles an hour. And 2 weeks from tomorrow will be my 10-year anniversary here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD as a full-time host. So, that's right. It was November 5th of 2014 when I became the Afternoon Drive host the first time around. So 10 years, baby, 10 years. All right, listen, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariA. Come to his Cinnamon Scent office on Saturday, November 9th for their annual Veterans Breakfast and free shredding event. Honor all who've served our country. Get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza, and bring your documents that need shredding. And I want to thank Cherry Hill Volvo for their incredible sponsorship and support. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, and you hear me say it a lot. Relationships matter. It is the guiding principle at Cherry Hill Volvo. And I want to tell you about some incredible fall offers from Cherry Hill Volvo, my friend Judith Krupnik and her incredible team. A 2025 XC40 for only $435 a month on a 36-month lease. This is a great SUV. It is powerful. It is smart. It is stylish. And it can be yours for only $435 a month, the 2025 model. Or if you want to do the electric, the 2024 C40 for only $329 a month on a 36-month lease. And you could even get 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. Just head to the store for all the details. Judith and the entire Cherry Hill Volvo team look forward to meeting you. Remember, we drive the XC90. That's our family car. We love it. Maybe you want to do something like the S-Class. You're thinking about a nice sedan. Well, the S-Class has made it their plant in South Carolina. You can go to Cherry Hill Volvo, support them for their incredible support of our show and our station, and take advantage of 3.99% financing on this incredible, I mean, that with these interest rates right now, that's just an incredible rate. They are the region's most accessible Volvo dealership on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, and the only Volvo dealership that stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So remember, don't just go to any old Volvo dealership. Make the effort and go to Cherry Hill Volvo because they are our studio sponsor. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so got a lot of great stuff for you still to come. I wanted to share this with you. I have a theory, and you know, I brought this up again on Saturday night. I was on Jimmy's show, Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon. If you missed it, please take a look. It was fun. We had a great time. But I brought this up. I said, you know, I mean, Biden, we know, obviously wants her to lose. I think Shapiro wants her to lose. I think it's very, very obvious. The governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, who also is calling for the an investigation to Elon Musk, who's offering to give money away. I'll get into that a little bit later in the show, but Elon Musk is offering to give away money, and now suddenly the left doesn't like that. It's his money. He earned it legally, and he wants to award somebody $1 million if they do something. And Josh Shapiro and the left, they have a problem with that. But if he wants to give away his money, it's his right to give away his money. It's his money, but they don't like this. So I'll get into that with you in more detail. But he also said Kamala must explain why she flip-flopped on issues. Struggled to defend her. I don't think he struggled. I think Shapiro's a pretty smart guy. It's not an accident here. This was an interview with Margaret Hoover on PBS News' Firing Line when asked about why she changed on everything from banning fracking to mandating electric vehicles. Cut number 10.
President Harris has changed her past positions on energy. She's changed her views on fracking, on mandating electric vehicles. And I know that you say that her change in those positions shows her strength as a candidate and her ability to evolve and to learn. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to ask you, Governor, is has she told you why she changed her position?
Well, first, let me say Joe Biden circa 1987 is right. We need to produce more energy in this country for our economy, for national security. We're producing more energy right now than ever before, and that's something we should be proud of. I'm certainly proud of that as the governor of Pennsylvania, where we are a net energy exporter, and I think that that is incredibly important. And I think Kamala Harris's views on this issue have changed. And as I have said, you cited, I think it's a sign of strength. She listened to people. She evolved on the issue.
But why?
We have not had,
what's her reason for changing?
We have not had a direct conversation about this issue in particular. I think what is clear to me, this is my interpretation, is that she's listened and she has seen the power that natural gas, the power that our energy sources domestically here in the United States have in strengthening our economy and strengthening our national security, just as Joe Biden in 87 talked about.
The worry or the concern is that
let's
she's just changed for
political reasons.
Let's
just stop it. We'll just pause that for a second here. I don't know how much is left of that. But as I said, we didn't have a conversation about it. Did you catch that? I mean, we haven't had a conversation about it. You're the governor of Pennsylvania. This is a woman who said on multiple occasions she wanted to ban fracking. Now she says she doesn't. She hasn't explained why. And you just admitted you haven't talked to her about it. Now, I would think, as the governor of Pennsylvania, you'd want to reach out to Kamala Harris and be like, hey, listen, tell me about this 180 you've done here. This big aha moment where you've decided now that you don't want to ban fracking, which is essential to my state. It is the single second biggest industry in our state, and we get billions of dollars in taxes from it. So I got to understand what your reasoning is here, and to make sure that you're not just, what's the word for it, lying to get elected. Because if you are just lying to get elected and then you try to ban fracking, we're going to have a real problem here. So you got 5 minutes to chat about it? Or what about when they were vetting Shapiro to be vice president? Or were they just never actually really vetting him because he's Jewish and they just never wanted him in the first place? But I think that's very interesting. It's like, I mean, I haven't talked to her about this. I'm guessing that she thinks this about fracking. And then he proceeds to explain what his thoughts are on fracking. Josh, we know what you think about fracking. We're not worried about you banning fracking. We're worried about her banning fracking. But that was a tell right there, I think. I don't know. Is there more of this? Let's keep going if there is.
The worry or the concern is that she's just changed for political reasons. Whereas if there was a real clear national security rationale or a reason that felt believable, that would make it more believable.
Well, look, I think that's on the vice president to explain her rationale on this.
That's on the vice president to explain her rationale on this. Translation, you're right. It's totally political. And she sucks as a candidate. And had she picked me, she'd have a better chance at this. But since she didn't, I want her to lose so that I can run in 2028. So it's on her to explain this. Because I've had a conversation with her about it. So translation again, being believer if you want to, I guess. I don't know. I have really nothing to prove this with. All right, listen, Garden State Earthworks is going to help you with your home. If there is water on your property, it's only going to get worse, not better. That's what happens. Winter is coming, and water will freeze and thaw around your property and into your foundation, and that's when the worst damage will happen. I used to worry about water, but then Garden State Earthworks solved my problem for good. They are your drainage solution. And we had our wet basement. It was caused by excess outside stagnant water, and that's what happens. So we called Garden State Earthworks. They assessed and drained the water away once and for all. Call my buddy Lou Vargo. He's a great guy, and he will be there for you. 856-848-4444. That's 856-848-4444. Lou's the man, and the work is guaranteed, and the job will be done right. And he's very busy, but he'll make you a priority, and you want to get this done before winter. So if you got a wet basement, water against the foundation, stagnant water in your backyard, go with the company that I've used in two different homes, and they solve my problems both times. GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.